Welcome to my 7 Marketing Basics podcast. I'm Cindy Z, and I'm so glad you're here. I have a sweet offer for you. You can get my 7 Marketing Basics book for free. You only pay the shipping. It hit number 1 on Amazon in marketing for small business. Go to 7marketingbasicsbook.com. Okay, stay with me now to find out how to use today's digital marketing to grow your business. Today, let's get into, in our 7-ish minutes of marketing inspiration, let's get into doing a webinar or online seminar and what that looks like. I was just talking with someone yesterday, and they were talking about their product promo and the product launch and stuff like that. And when we last did a webinar with them, they'd gotten pretty good response. Not a ton of people showed up, but all the people who showed up were super interested, and they started some wonderful sales conversations. And really, the cost per lead, when you think about it like that, is so good compared to trade shows and other methods. I mean, even if you get a handful of people. And oh my gosh, I was talking with my friend the other day, and he had done a webinar. This is so interesting. And in his case, it was a pretty small crowd. In fact, nobody came. However, he told me that people watched the replay. He had 3 good sales calls out of it afterward and a sale, a really nice sale. So he was able to benefit people and sell, even though nobody was actually at the live event. So obviously we want people to come, but you know, there's a lot of ways to use this content. So going to look at the webinar outline template that we use at Kokoro Marketing and with our clients. And I'm just going to share it with you. Actually, you can get a copy of it. You can get a copy of, there's a chapter in my book that's all about doing that and includes the templates. Just text me the word events at 1-530-203-5703. But let me give you some of those details right now in the next few minutes. All right. So one of the things is up 10 minutes before you're going to get started. So maybe 10 minutes before the top of the hour or before the start time, start chatting with people. Where are you from? Can you hear me? So depending on the platform you're using, if it's a you know, sort of standard webinar situation, the people aren't going to see each other. But the way you get that engagement is by chatting with them in advance, asking where they're from, how they're doing, if they have any questions, and just making it feel super comfortable for them. And I found that by doing that, I'll even have somebody like chat in and say, oh, I've got to go to this other appointment. Thank you. Like they feel like they need to say goodbye and stuff like that. So it really works to get that engagement going, is that chatting in advance with everybody right before you start your webinar or seminar. And if you're having more of a kind of meeting setting where everybody can see each other, that's fine too, because you're going to build community and get that conversation going. So chat with people beforehand. Hello, how's it going? Make it casual, all that good stuff. Then when you're ready to start, pause, because you're probably going to record this, right? So pause. So you've got a nice added endpoint for the webinar, and then you can, you know, let's get started and go from there. Now, the next thing to do is to tell people what they're going to get when they stay with you for the rest of the webinar or seminar. Why should they be there? The old what's in it for me. I go to lots of these, and sometimes people kick off with all about themselves, pictures of their family, whatever. That's a style. Okay. I want to say that I think it's better to start out with what's in it for the people attending. Hey, when you stay with us for the next, you know, 7 minutes of this session or 20 minutes of the webinar, you're going to learn A, B, and C and find out how to put those to work right away. That kind of thing. Discover the behind the scenes. You're going to get this cool takeaway. At the end, I've got a bonus for you. Whatever. You know, tell them what they're going to get by staying with you for that little bit. All right. Another thing I wanted to mention is we use the super cool sandwich method in a lot of our webinars, seminars type of things. And sandwich method, especially if you have 2 people, this works so well. So get a buddy, and the one person, so first person is going to say, hey, you know, you were telling me about this problem the other day when you were talking to the customer and they were facing this, and then it got solved. How did it get solved? Then the other person, person 2, oh, hey, let me give you the details of that. So what happened was this person, now you're calling out the type of person you work with, this engineer or this professional or this, whatever the case is, was struggling with this. We worked together, solved it like this. And then flip back to person 1, who's going to say, ah, okay, I see, it got solved like this. And so that's kind of the sandwich where the person 1 tees it up, Person two fills in all the details and the good takeaways. And then person one goes back and like summarizes the key point. And you can do a few of those throughout the webinar. Works great. Sandwich method. Gotta try it. Works so well. So well. All right. So at the end, you're going to have your Q&A, of course, and you can have a few questions prepped. And I feel like we're still in our integrity with those prepped questions because you can say, here's a question that we have. Hey, it could be a question that you had from someone yesterday, last week, but it still is legit a question that you get. And so you can have a few key questions prepped. And those are going to be things that are differentiators, top objections or misconceptions, and those are great for the QA section. So you want to put those in there if you can. You should definitely grab the checklist. I'm just looking through it right now. So just grab the chapter of my book and the checklist here. Text events, the word events, to me at 1-530-203-5703, because I just noticed at the end of this, you also get our webinar Chatmaster template, which shows what we're doing with the what we call Chatmaster. And this is a proven way to do it. I just got a super cool testimonial from a company that we work with, 4A, talking about how this has helped them so much. It's very cool. So this is the method we use for everybody, for ourselves. You're going to love it. Try it. Have a beautiful day. All right. Talk soon.
Thank you for joining me for the 7 Marketing Basics podcast. Could you take 20 seconds to rate, review, and share? It'd mean the world to me. If you want more or if you have questions, join my free Facebook group called 7 Marketing Basics. See you inside.